thank you so much. I'm smiling so much. I wish you could be here too. Oh my God, I wish you could be here. Get some rest, okay? And I'll send pictures.
Ooh, why you saying sick? Which new boy? Mini boy? Like, seriously, men doggy, you be a. You know how doggy be.
Girl, you gonna be my.
Back time in the night, she hit me on the phone, so you ain't gonna be your dad. Put a smile on my face, then I really feel sad. She saying it's a prank, didn't even get mad. Even get mad. And I pull up in the rain, she can catch me outside. We sitting on the cliff and we doing some smoke. Talk about myself and my life, it's a joke. Probably feeling the cold, but I be warming with the vibes. Steady tripping with the boys, and we got a bigger stripe. Flames to dust.
Hey, how's everybody doing? My name is Quelly, and welcome to Everyday People Podcast. Today, I am going to tell you three stories back to back about three different people, and then you'll be the judge of those stories, you know. So first story goes like this. There's this dude who is a driver. He drives taxis, and for a long time now he's been at home not working, right? So somebody bought a new car and decided to use his old car as a taxi, right? Where I am currently working at, they basically use private cars as taxis. Most of the taxis are not even tagged, like painted in the taxi colors. You just know they are taxis because, you know, almost probably like 80% of the cars that I've been using in the area for public transportation are not even tagged as public transports or anything. So you just have to know, you know, if you know, as the young ones say these days. So, the guy gave the taxi to this guy, and he's been working. Things have been kind of up and down, but the owner of the car was not so down with the whole thing. Till one day, he bought a full tank of fuel for this guy. I think it was on a Thursday or a Friday. And normally over here, most of the time, Saturdays and Sundays are like real slow. Mondays are the market days in the other town, so then it becomes really busy over here. But unfortunately or fortunately, on Monday, the car owner went to the station to pick the car on a Monday morning. And he paid for his fare because he was at a station. The car was on scale, basically. So he paid for his fare, got into the front seat, car moved. They were on their way to the next town. He was going to work, actually. They got halfway there, and then the car stopped. When they checked, the car has run out of fuel, right? A tank that was filled on Friday, the car barely worked on Saturday and Sunday, and then on Monday, the car has run out of fuel while on the way to the next town. What did the car owner do? Well, according to the story, he basically took his key and they got in the car to where they were going, and he told the guy to never touch the car again. So right now the car is parked in front of his shop. A block has been put in there, and it's just sitting there, right? Second story. A driver is at home. He has lost his job. He's at home with his living girlfriend. They have a child, right? Along the line, due to hardship, the girl started, you know, messing around a little bit. And the driver told the girl to leave the house, you know, basically sacked her out of the house because he wasn't getting any job to do and all that. Then, along the line, a friend of mine has a taxi at home. He said, hey, come take this taxi. Let's see what we can make out of it, right? Came for the taxi, and because now a little money is coming in, he goes back for his woman. You know, they went to do some rites and all that, and then the woman came back to live with him, right? the same fuel issue. They bought fuel for him that morning. He went to the next town. He came back without the car. When he was asked, he said, he said there was a problem with the car, right? So he came back without it. So the car owner, unknown to him, went to where the car was. And when he got there, apparently the driver went to drop people off in the other town. And whilst he was coming back, he stopped the car on the way, siphoned all the fuel out to go and sell, and came back empty-handed. He to the car has been taken away from him. He's back to hassling up and down. He's back to stressing. The woman is acting up again, and I don't know how it's going to end. Right? Now, let me hit you with the TED story. The TED story goes like this. A girl was selling for somebody in the shop, right? This person took good care of the girl, food, everything. He pays for the school fees of the son of the girl, right? And he actually thinks the girl is actually a good person, somebody who he can grow the shop with. But the girl was just stealing money left, right, and center. He grew to trust the girl so much because of the way the girl behaved initially that he basically left the shop in the hands of the girl because he knew he was not going to stay there for a long time. He knew he was not going to stay in the town for a long time. So his plan was that if the girl sells for him or helps him sell for a while, maybe after 2-3 years, when he's leaving, he's going to leave the shop for the girl, fill it up with whatever, and leave it for the girl and the boyfriend, right? But the girl didn't see the vision, so what was she doing? She was siphoning money. She was giving stuff to her parents. She was giving stuff to her friends. She was basically running the place like a family and friend institution. Now she's out of a job. She's roaming in town, sleeping left, right, and center with anything that has a dick. And life is pretty terrible for her. But the person whose shop she was in also doesn't want to help because it's like what she did was basically a slap in the face. These are three stories of three people who were given a trust, who were given something to take care of, and they couldn't. And when you talk to them currently, they don't even think that they did anything wrong. That is the kind of society we are in currently, where people don't really respect whatever you give to them to take care of. They think because you are better, in a better position than them, it is your responsibility to take care of them. So when you give them something to take care of that will bring money to them and you, and they mess it up, in their minds, it's like you have, so even when it's messed up, it doesn't affect you as much as affect them. So you be the judge of these three stories. My name is Quelly, it's Everyday People. And till we meet again, be safe. The only vacay trick for the sightseeing. Smoke the best greens, girl. You know what it means. Yeah. Girl, you gonna be my last I be listening to her. We up on the balcony with some fresh air, sipping on the lip. We love the good life. Can you be my wife? She puts her chest on me, damn, she's divine. Nothing but it being pretty than you be mine. Ain't gotta look around, cause you the best that I found. She smells too good, classy and bougie. I'm loving how she holds me tight, riding on a jet ski. You took over my mind, of course. Love is blind, we started cause I was lost. True love came freely without a cost. Many times I got questions, do I deserve? Longer have observed. Can you play the cop? Then I play the thief. Stole your heart, made a history, biggest heist in brief. Back then when I saw you, found it hard to breathe. You took my breath away, girl, you bring the best in me, yeah. Girl, you gonna be my girl, you gonna be my
What will you do? I don't get it. See, I don't know.